谢谢两位姐妹。
We really want to thank two sisters.
引导我们在这里预备我们的心来敬拜神。
For their worship leading, so prepare our hearts to worship our God.
Yeah, 我们这个教会在音乐方面有造诣的人很多，诗琴的、领唱的，好像都非常非常充足。
I noticed that there are quite a lot of people in your church who have this musical gift. So you can do the music, play, and sing, leading the worship singing.
我也知道每一位在上台来领大家的敬拜的弟兄姐妹都是要花很多时间准备的。
I absolutely aware that for brothers and sisters who are leading the worship have to spend a lot of time on preparation.
在主里面，我们感谢他们为我们付出的代价。
We thank them for their service in God.
在60年代，有在香港啊，有一个很有名的，开始了一些叫黄梅调的电影。
Well, in 1960s, actually, there a special series of a film got popular.In Hong Kong, it's called 黄梅调 I don't know English translation of it. Yeah.
这个黄梅调呢，当时有两个影星非常有名，一个叫乐蒂，一个叫做林波。大家说不定有人还记得，我这个年纪的人大概都记得。
There are two very popular movie stars, kind of get well known because of that kind of movies.
中间有一部电影呢，特别受欢迎，叫做《梁山伯祝英台》。
Oh, it's the one movie is made of this famous story between 梁山伯 and 祝英台。
有些人呢，看的这欲罢不能。
Someone really got addicted of seeing it.
一天看好几场。
They have to go to the theater to watch it one after another.
一天表演，他连续看了，听说有人破纪录看了几十场。
I heard like the record was broken by someone who went to the theater to watch it for a couple of dozen times.
哇，这个故事真是迷人呐！
It's such a charming story.
其实圣经里有这种故事的很多。
But you have to notice actually there are so many stories in Bible really like that one.
其中一个人物就叫雅各，今天我们跟大家分享的雅各。
The key figure of one.Interesting story. It's actually Jacob. We're going to share Jacob's story today.
如果你进去看他的人生，你是欲罢不能。
If you really look deeply into Jacob's life, you feel you are so interested in his life.
你如果你从这个 drama 的观点看呢，他至少有六个场景是非常生动的。
If you take a dramatic perspective.At this, there's a few scenes are pretty highlighted.
为什么雅各的生平对我们是这么有兴趣、这么有意义呢？
Why Jacob's life is such interesting to us?
因为你从他身上看到自己的影子。
Because you could see that you're in the shadow of Jacob's life.
这个人的挣扎，这个人的那种。负面的形象以及这个人对神恩典的感受都有你我的影子在当中。
Actually, his life, our life are kind of mirrored in his life, particularly from the angle of being negative and then later on really seeing the revelation of God, so on and so forth.
在这里我就把他的人生用三个比较重要的阶段把它
Here in this specific slide, I'm going to categorize his life into several stages.
刚才姐妹们领我们唱的那个第三首歌 Narrow My God to Thee 这个歌就是与主更接近。事实上它就是描绘如果你注意看就是描绘雅各的一生。
The last hymn which we just sang earlier onReally focused on describing Jacob's life.
特别是他刚刚到出了娘家到伯特利那个场景。
It's really described particularly the time when he left Laban's house and went to Bethel.
在第二节、第三节那边，你看到他如何在那个荒漠里面，在夕阳下沉的光景里面，在那边躺在石头上睡觉。
It also talks in the song. It also talks about he went to the wetland, then he sat, he rest, and rest on the stone, sleeping, and also the time the sun comes down.
在这边主要的，他在就在那个刚才唱那个，与主更接近那个光景的时候，他遇见了上帝。
So he encountered God. He came to see God.When he was really in the time described in the song.
就像你我有一天不知道为了什么上帝引导我们认识了他有了新的生命。
Likewise, we are going to come to see or come across God in certain point of our life.
然后这样的一个人离遇见上帝以后他就开始了流落哈兰二十年。
Then he really flee to the land of Haran for 20 years.
这个二十年他干什么呢？就是追求爱情跟财富。
What did he do there during the 20 years? He was chasing after love and wealth.
然后呢，到了二十年以后，他上帝又跟他显现，因为这个人二十年都好像离开教会一样了，好像上帝在哪里他完全忘记了，他自己到世界上去追求爱情。财富追求了二十年有东西了但是上帝这个时候再把他带回带到神的面前来向他显现了三次。
So he was revealed, God revealed himself three times to Jacob after actually spending 20 years only for the purpose of chasing love and wealth.
上帝就开始来操练这个人。
Then he's really in the, he's really practiced his spiritual, you know, life. In then after that,
discipline him. 操练这个人。
Then God disciplined Jacob in the next years.
一共23年。
For another 23 years.
是很长的一段时间了。
It's a long period of time.
然后到最后，当他年纪很大的时候，将近130岁的时候，上帝。就把他带入，觉得操练这个人差不多了，已经成熟的可以了。然后他就开始进埃及，就把他迁回到埃及去，到埃及去。
After so many years of discipline, Jacob reached the age of 130. God took him into the another stage where they actually God lead him to Egypt.
他进入埃及以后。这个时候他的灵命就达到最高峰了。
After he entered the land of Egypt, his spiritual life reached the peak time.
就跟我们一样在我的人生里面你的人生里面有的时候借着一些特殊的环境一些神的话语一些人的劝告或者一些挫折遇见神灵里面被提升被复兴。
If you think about your lives, our lives are pretty much like Jacob's, where that we make mistakes, then the people who are spiritually mature gave us advice, then God revealed through his words as we read. So we really also experience this disciplining experience with God.
第一次他在伯特利就是刚才我们唱歌的唱第三歌的就那个地方叫伯特利这个伯特利原来叫路斯没有伯特利的名字后来回过头来他叫伯特利那么第一次在那边遇见神他看见异象看见天使晚上睡觉天使在楼梯上上去下来啊，这个真理很重要啊这个在预表耶稣基督啊这个我就是道路真理生命若不借助我没有人能到父那里去的一个真理也在里面了。
Well, the first highlight of Jacob's experience really occurred in Bethlehem, where it was called Luz before. But the important thing is that he, in his dream, he saw this vision where a stairway reaching to the heaven, and that's really important revelation in his life.
第二次就是当他回来了以后，他回来的时候，从哈兰回到迦南地的时候，进到一个地方叫做比鲁伊勒，就是见神的面。Then
second highlight of his experience occurred in this place called Peniel, where he met God the second time.
那么见神面没有多久，他有第三次叫做伊利以罗以色列，伊洛伊利以罗伊以色列，神以色列的神的意思。So
then the third highlight of his experience really occurred in another place where he built up this altar and called Elohi Israel.
这些话在别的圣经、别的人物身上很少读到的，都有点绕口，希伯来话的一个翻译啊。This
Hebrew language did not occur to many other figures in the scripture.
然后上帝再次向他显现，说：“伊勒伯特利，也就是神伯特利的神。”Then
the next time, the fourth time, the highlight of experience is that he met God again. Then the place was called Il Bethel.
最后，at last, 就是在一个地方叫别是巴，是一个盟井。那么在这里的意义就是你要与神与人和好，活水涌流的意思。Then
the last time, the fifth time, he came to this place called the Beersheba, and where he dug a well, and that means God is in reconciliation with people, and also means the living water comes out of.
你看神带领这个人，在每一次让他复兴的时候，灵里面有所提升的时候，那个步骤、那个程度都按照他当时的情况，逐渐的把应该教导的功课教训他。So
I want to emphasize, you can see that from Jacob's life, you see God's leading is really gradual because the leading has something to do with the current status of that person.
我刚才是简单的把雅各的一生很快的跟大家说明，我们后面还会有更多的说明。In
nutshell, I described Jacob's life.
让我们看到雅各最特殊的地方，这个人呢，天生卑劣。Well,
the really one thing can characterize Jacob is that his personality. It's a really despicable.
哇，他的这个人质里面有非常非常糟糕的个性。He
has really some bad characters in his personality.
那么在他年轻小的时候，他在家里就跟他哥哥抢夺，他一伸出来就抓着他哥哥的脚，不让他出去。Yeah.
When
圣经上描写的。Yeah.
When he was a little, actually, he really fat with his brother. You can remember even during the first time he was grabbing his brother's heel.
雅各就是抓的意思。So
because the Jacob means to grab.
不晓得你对这个抓的看法怎么样。I
don't know how you understand.
抢夺，更强烈一点是抢夺。Yeah,
the grab is really like you're grabbing others' property.
他一再欺负他的哥哥。He
really bully his brothers all the time.
骗他。And
cheat him.
他了解他爸爸的个性。And
then he know how his father is.
他知道他爸爸是个贪嘴、好吃肉的人。And
then he knows that his father likes to eat meat.
然后呢，这个趁他哥哥打猎给他爸爸吃的时候，他就想办法欺蒙他的父亲。And
then he deceived his father during the time when his brother going out for hunting.
这个人的天生的个性都是很卑劣、很坏的。So
he really is a bad guy with very bad characters.
哎呀，我刚信耶稣，读了雅各以后，我就发现，哟，我好像雅各啊。Yeah,
after I just became a Christian, when I was reading about Jacob, I thought of myself.
哎呀，这个内在
I was very much like Jacob. Yeah.
内在的生命品质是很低落的。Yeah,
I thought my internally my character is really not that good.
我也想常常撒诡诈、欺骗人呢、赌博啊，想办法占人家便宜啊。
Yeah, I have the problem of lying, gambling, cheating others. taking others advantage.
后来上帝带领他到哈兰去，到他娘舅家里去啊。他在那边二十年呢，他看中了一个女孩子啊，他的表妹啊。
Yeah. Then he was led by God to the land of Haran, where he really met his cousin.
哎，这个很厉害的人呢，又碰到一个比他更高手的人。But
then he came across someone who really were even more skillful than he is.
他的舅舅比他还厉害。His
uncle Laban was really more skillful in a way.
比他更会耍仗。Yeah,
he's more crafty.
他喜欢小表妹，他的舅舅想办法耍仗，让他大表妹先嫁给他。Yeah,
actually Jacob likes his second cousin more, but the Laban really set some tricks, you know, for Jacob to love his first cousin.
然后呢，他为了这两个心爱，应该真正心爱的女人，就是他的小表妹啊。 一共工作了14年，为他舅舅工作了14年。So
he worked a total of 14 years for his uncle Laban just because for finally getting married of Rachel.
然后他就开始骗他的舅舅。Then
he started to cheat his uncle.
然后他把一些羊想办法弄到自己身边来。He had
gathered a lot of flocks from his uncles.
所以他就变得很富有，很有钱了，财富很丰富了。Then
he became wealthy.
一直到他开始要回到迦南的时候，他的人生才开始有转变。Until
the time when he was thinking about returning to the land of Canaan, his life get to this turning point.
在他的这个故事当中，刚才我们唱这个雅各的这个诗歌的第二节第三节，那我就想起一件事情来。When
we were singing the second or third verse of that song about Jacob, it occurs to me.
那个时候1965年，我在成功岭做这个训练，就是这个。
Yeah, it all goes back to the time 1964,
It's a
hill called the Chenggong Ridge. Where you would not see even young women.
我们在那个地方过中秋节呢，中秋节晚上晚会完了，大家就一段安定的时刻。It
was particularly during the mid-autumn festival, and we get this resting time after it.
我就跑到后山去散散步。Yeah,
I was going up to the hill, just walking.
我就看天上的月亮，中秋节啊。 非常皎洁明亮。Yeah,
I was really enjoying watching up to the full moon.
哇，有这么几棵树，不是松树，但是有几棵树，月亮挂在树后面。Then
I noticed that actually the moon just staying from top of the trees. Very beautiful scene.
我就记得我有个感想，就把这感想写给我的朋友。
Then I kind of jot down my feeling and then share it with my friends.
我们读这个王维的这个诗的时候，中间有两句话跟中秋节很有关系的。Then
I remember the famous poet Wang Wei, and there are two sentences he wrote about.
这首诗叫做《山居》。 秋明啊，大家都熟的，没关系，不用翻译了。No
need for translation. It's all Chinese point.
中间有两句话叫做“明月松间照，清泉石上流”。这个有人说王维的诗是诗中有画，我们都同意的。
Many people characterize Wang Wei's poem like you see the pictures in his poem.
哇，你看你想的那个时候，哇，一个皎白的明月挂在松树的后面，哇，这个意境很美。
You can imagine that pictures that really this beautiful full moon, like hanging up from the trees.
哇，离脚边不走的地方，哎，有这么溪流泉水流过，清泉石上流。
And then the streams really flow away before your feet.
我跟我的朋友讲，我说我只见明月松间照。未闻清泉石上流。
I said to my friends, I can only see the moon. I cannot see the stream flowing away.
你要知道，今天是中秋节，大家都知道嘛，是不是？
You know, we all know today is the Mid Autumn Festival.
今天晚上出去体验一下呀，找个海边呢，我们这边有海吗？去体验一下这个中秋之夜的感受啊。
So tonight you should find some time, go to the beach and look up the full moon and enjoy that experience.
在雅各碰到这个场景的时候，那个感受跟我们今天在 Santa Barbara 的感受可能是截然不同的。
But you imagine that one.Jacob came to that scene, which is probably dramatically different from what we had just described about in Santa Barbara.
这个品格顽劣的人呢，在那种情况之下是非常非常的孤单的。
So this guy with such bad character feel very lonely in that time.
你知道，在我成功里感觉最大的感受也是感觉到孤单了。
Also, back to my reflection of my military time, the really strongest feeling is lonely.
对雅各来讲是一个苦难的时刻啊，无家可归，要在外逃亡啊。
So in Jacob's distress time, really this feeling of lonely is part of the distress.
虽然美景当前啊，但是完全没有这种感受。
It's like you are in a beautiful place, but because of your feeling, you cannot really have the feeling of enjoying the beautiful scenes.
你不要以为他很潇洒，头挡在石头上面，枕在后面，他很乐很得意啊，不是这样的。
You may thought about that he rests on the stone and look up the sky and really enjoy the scene, but that was totally different.
神让他遭遇这个光景也不是突然的。
So that was really not the case. God has put his in that situation is for a purpose.
神让他遭遇苦难的时候，就是给他一个教导的机会。
God is really disciplining him through letting him experience such suffering.
神拣选这个人呢，就像拣选你我一样。
Jacob was chosen by God, just like God is going to choose all of us.
有一个很有名的这个作家，现代作家叫做 Max Lucado， 大家有人说不定听过的。
Max Lucado is a very famous modern writer.
他说过这样一句话，他说神按照你的本相爱你。
It said God loves you according to your characters or circumstances.
就像雅各这么卑劣，上帝爱他。
It's for Jacob. Even he really has this bad character, but God still loves him.
不过他不愿意坐视不顾，叫你依然救我，固然依然顾我，叫你还是老样子。
But God would not ignore your wrongdoing or your bad character or let it go for your wrongdoing.
他要改变你我的生命。
He's going to change your life and our lives.
他希望你就像耶稣。
He want that you to grow more like Jesus.
神不但拣选，还要操练。
God is not only choose, and He's going to discipline you as well.
我前面两次跟大家都分享过，我们圣经上这个以弗所书第二章十节说，我们原是他的什么？还记得吗？我们原是神的工作。
I shared before in my previous sermon that we are God's work, as what was written in the book of Ephesians.
在耶稣基督里造成的。
In Jesus Christ, we were made as God's work.
雅各在神的计划里面 这个人，这个顽劣的人，上帝爱他，拣选他，但是要操练这个人。
So God has chosen Jacob, and he's going to discipline him to let his spiritual life mature.
你知道操练一个人最好的武器是什么吗？
How you prepare and discipline a person, what's the best weapon for doing it?
就是苦难。
Then that is the misery or the suffering.
有的人呢，那个非常顽固的，就像我一样。
Someone are really stubborn, kind of like me.
我想什么，我计划了什么，我想要做的事情，我都要完成。按照我的方法，按照我的力量，按照我自己的才智来完成。
Yeah, I'm a person who is like, I make a plan, then I stick to it, and I put efforts in fulfill it, and particularly by my own capacity.
要把这种个性打下来啊，不用苦难，很不容易的。
So to change people with such character, you have to be disciplined through suffering.
你看到这边有一张图吗？
You see that picture in the middle of the slide?
这个图就是在火里面炼净这个人。
This is a picture about in a burning furnace, you forge something.
所以上帝安排了一个环境，让雅各回到迦南，在回程的当中就开始操练他。
So God has set up this environment where, Jacob can be disciplined on his way of returning to the land of Canaan.
哇，这来到一个地方，这个地方我们刚才读过，叫宾鲁以勒。
So he came to this place called Peniel.
那么就是在亚伯渡口，大家熟嘛？这个地理的位置知道吗？从迦南啊，这是一个大的图，哈兰在这回到迦南，从这边接过来的时候，到了一个地方。就是亚伯渡口，然后经过好几站，圣经里面描写这好几站，他在这个地方就天使，他跟天使角力，跟上帝角力摔跤。
So it was the place was near the ford of Rabbah, and then he left there and went to a place called the Shisha.
圣经说他角力的时候居然赢了天使。
In Shechem, he really wrestled with the angel, and he won.
结果他的腿瘸了。
But he became limping.
从他腿瘸了以后，他开始走了一些成熟的道路。
Then after he became disabled, that is become an important turning point of his spiritual maturity.
然后他们就去了世界。
Then they arrived in this place called Shechem.
当他在亚伯渡口的时候跟天使摔跤的时候呢，他这个求上帝祝福他，你不给我祝福，我就不走，不让你走。结果呢，上帝祝福他说，你要改名了，你要改这个，你的名字叫要改以色列，不要再做雅各了，雅各这名字太难听了。那个就是一个抓一个偷的这个意思嘛，改雅各，改成以色列，以色列就是王子的意思。
Okay, then in the place where near the ford Rabbah, where Jacob was wrestling with the angel, he actually asked God to help him. Then God asked him to change his name from Jacob to Israel, means princess.
这个时候他重生了，他重生了。
Then he was really reborn.
真的得救了。
Then received this real salvation.
过去在伯特利遇见神，只是一个初步的印象。
So before when he met God in Bethel, he does not really realize he has a reborn a new life.
他需要有一个重生的生命。
So he needs a reborn new life.
但是在这个时候，他还没有真正的意识到这个意思究竟是什么。
But at that time, he did not necessarily realize that.
他还是我行我素。
He still like do what I want to do.
然后他们就到世界，他也没有问问上帝，下一站我往哪里去啊？他就到世界去。
He didn't ask God where is my next stop. He went to Shechem anyway.
我们刚才念的这一段圣经里面就讲到世界以后发生的事情。
Then the next comes to what happened in Shechem.
事件的时候，这个雅各有一个女孩，一个女儿啊，被当地的一个人污秽了，玷污了。
Then actually, one of Jacob's daughter was really violated by our local guy, Shechem.
这个事件，这个城呢、啊，可能。以前并不叫事件，后来这个事件成这个男孩子的，污秽了他女儿这个人的这个男孩子的名字，就叫事件。
The place probably was not called Shechem originally, but it named after this person who really violated Jacob's daughter.
他经验了一件非常非常痛苦的事。
So then Jacob really experienced this distress at Shechem.
他的女儿被奸污了。
So his daughter was raped.
然后呢，他的儿子跟他学诡诈。
And then some of his sons learned from him, being crafty.
那过去二十年，他在这个哈兰，怎么耍他舅舅？他儿子看得太清楚了，他儿子也知道怎么耍诈了。
So there, you know, some of his sons became very crafty after knowing, learning from Jacob, relating to his experience in Haran.
结果他两个中间两个儿子就想办法设计把人家全家人都杀光了。
Then two of his sons, like Levi and Simon, really went to the village of those people, killed all of them.
如果有兴趣回去看看。刚才我们读的那个圣经前面那一段，就是创世纪三十四章，你们去看一看这个中间的场景。
If you go back to the before chapter 35, for reading those two chapters, all of the story was described in detail there.
不但杀那个事件那一家人呢、啊，还把全城人都杀光了。
The two sons of Jacob did not kill only the whole family of Shechem.They actually killed the people in all of the people in that city.
这个不是这个时候雅各想要做的事情。
Of course, this is not something Jacob wanted to do.
因为他在不久之前刚刚真的重生了，他不愿意再做这种乱七八糟的事情。
Because he was truly born again, so he really do not like what happened.
后来。不但杀了人家人，然后他所有的儿子，前面是讲他二儿子、三儿子把人家人杀了，然后所有的儿子把那个城里面所有的财产、孩子、妇女通通掳走。
And then it also talks about not only the second and third son conducted this killing of many people, the other sons are involved in robbing all of the properties and children and women from that city.
雅各这一生的转捩点，他真正的这个重生的关键是在这个地方，在这个亚伯渡口的地方。
The critical point for Jacob's life is really occurred in that place near the Ford of Rechob.
但是他真正的转捩点就在事件的苦难之后。
But the real turning point of Jacob's life occurred in Shechem.
这时候他体验到自己过去生命那个卑劣的品质对他家族造成何等的影响。
He really at that time came to realize that his bad character has affected the life of people in his family.
他原来他发现他儿子原来学了他以前那种作恶的形象。
He realized that his son are very much like him, doing a lot of wrong, has a lot of wrongdoings.
他心里非常非常的痛苦啊。
So he's very sad.
然后在这段里面还发生好几件事情，让他生命里面都是非常痛苦的事。
There's a few things occurred at that time really became a mystery to his life.
他们开始要逃走的时候。那么他担心啊，你把人家一城人杀了，四周围的城的人
So he was really worrying about people from other city will chase after them after they have killed, his son had killed.
圣经里面描写一句话, 请你注意看一看啊, 说, 上帝使这些追赶他们的人 惧怕。
You notice that what is saying in the scripture that God had made those people who are chasing them fearful.
在雅各的心中来讲, 这是一个很大很大的恩典,不是他能力可以办到的事情。
To Jacob, this is such a blessing that he cannot do it by his own capacity.
他知道上帝在保护,保佑他的家庭。
He knows that God is protecting him and his family.
所以在这里以后, 他就开始向生命的最高峰。
So this turning point also become a star for his progressing to the peak stage.
另外,他最爱的拉杰,就是他的小表妹,后来成为他妻子的拉杰,就在这个路上死亡了。Then
of course what comes next is his dearest wife, the one who he loved most, Rachel died during this journey.
我们有一点不能不佩服雅各对他这个妻子的爱啊，很执着的。We
have to admire that the love he has given to Rachel is admirable.
因为他有这样的一个感受，所以这些苦难对他就变得非常非常的深刻。
Because the depth of his love to Rachel, he was able to really feel the impact of those suffering.
最近不是有很多世界难民吗? 欧洲有很多的难民吗?
Recently, you notice in the news that there's so many refugees flooding into the Europe.
我们不晓得有中间有多少人对这个难民的问题。
I don't know how many of you are really interested in this refugee problem.
对我很敏感。
I'm very concerned about this issue.
因为我曾经在难民的巢里面好几年。
Because I had this experience of living as a refugee.
对雅各来讲也很敏感。
Jacob is actually very concerned about this issue too.
因为那个时候 他正在做难民逃亡,
because he's kind of a refugee, like a refugee, fleeing.
难民的心是仰望帮助,
so it's really have this desire for help.
仰望那些同情他们的人,
really they're looking for some people are sympathetic to them.
雅各发现这位上帝是真正帮助他同情他的人。
Then Jacob came to realize God is the only one who with care and loving for them.
其实上帝帮助他,爱他,按照他本相爱他,其实更重要的是要操练他。
Of course, the real purpose from God is to discipline him in addition to love, care, and protection.
我们这边有一张图啊,说火炼于生命的成熟。
Here a picture talks about fair burning experience to the maturity of your life.
你看右边这边有一个非常好的瓷器。
If you look at on the right, it's a beautiful pottery.
这个瓷器在变得这么好之前，它要在这个火窑里烧炼很久很久。
Before it can turn to be a beautiful piece, it need to be burned in the furnace for a long time.
有一个传道人说， 神常将我们放在痛苦和悲伤的烈火里烘烤，好叫福气能够烧进我们里面。
One pastor once said this, that God has often put us in the fire of pain and sorrow so that we can receive blessing through the burning.
我们一起来读一下这句话，如果你觉得有意义的话。
Let's read it in Chinese.
来，我们请。 神常将我们放在痛苦或悲伤的烈火里烘烤，好叫福气烧进我们里面。很多人不大愿意 面对这样的情况。
Many people would not like to face such circumstances.
如果你现在碰到这种状况，
If you happen to be in such situation,
请你忍耐。
Please be patient.
请你有信心相信上帝要借这件事情把福气烧到你里面去。
You need to have a faith on God that you believe God will give you blessings through this burning experience.
当雅各被火炼烧的时候，
When Jacob was disciplined through this something like a burning experience in the furnace.
上帝在他那个在他痛苦的当中就起来跟他讲了一句话，起来往伯特利去，住在伯特利，筑坛。
Well, during his suffering, God actually revealed to him and saying, get up and go up to Bethel and build up an altar.
所以住在伯特利为什么呢？因为那是当初遇到神的地方啊，让他回想上帝当初他遇到他的时候，那个时候上帝已经准备要把福气给他了。
God is really reminding Jacob, go back to Bethel where he first met God, where he's going to receive the blessings.
也许他已经忘了。
But Jacob probably has totally forgotten.
上帝说回到过去。
So God tells Jacob, go back to the original place.
回到那个上帝曾经向你显现应许的地方。
Go back to that place God has revealed his promise.
重新来活出新造的人的样子。
Then in that place, live a new life, that matching up to a new life.
我不晓得我们当中有些人可能信了耶稣以后进进出出，也不能确定这位上帝是谁，然后一软弱的时候又回去。但是你可能跟雅各一样，跟我过去一样。在世界上拼斗啊，在那边为爱情、为财富、为名誉、为其他的，都在那边花了很多心思。
I want you to take some time meditate on this experience that you're living in a world where you really work hard for fame, for fortune, and sometimes for love. So you kind of like Jacob coming in and out in that whole experience.
在亚伯渡口的时候，上帝跟他摔跤，上帝的使者跟他摔跤，然后上帝说你要改名字。
So in that place near the fall of Rechab, Jacob was wrestling with the angel, and God told him that your name needs to be changed.
哎，他就是没有改呀。
Then he did not obey.
经过事件以后的事件以后，回到伯特利。他真的就把他自己 名字改成以色列。
Only after the things that occurred in Shechem, he agreed to change his name to Israel.
用到今天用到我们身上来，就是我们要回到上帝应许给我们的，叫我们改一个名字，使我成为新造的人。
So to look into today's application, is we really need to have this desire for live up a new life, matching up kind of the new name given by God.
与我们的新生命相称。
You do things matching up to this newborn life.
跟上帝重新立约。
So you set up a new covenant with God.
我希望今天如果上帝的话临到你，在主日崇拜的时候，你自己跟上帝的老少祷告的时候，重新跟他立约。
I hope God's word through my preaching today touch your heart, and then you have this desire for setting up a new covenant with God.
这样的一个被火炼过的人，他身上留下了什么痕迹
？So, is there any marks for any person who has gone through this disciplinary process, particularly like a burning furnace?
如果你再继续读下去，读到创世纪第四十六章后面的时候，这边，那个时候他开始已经要准备往，埃及去了，因为你知道中间有很长一段故事是讲到他约瑟他的儿子在埃及过程当中这一段的故事，所以约瑟在埃及。已经做了这个长老的 下面最重要的一个官员的时候，然后就开始要把他带回，要中间很多故事啊，我们就不讲了，就把他要迎接到埃及去生活。所以这个时候，那以色列就是雅各，这里说了一句话说，以色列带着一切所有的起身来到别示巴，就献祭给他的父亲以撒的神。
So here comes chapter 46 in Genesis. But you need to notice that between 35 and 46, there's a lot happening, particularly the story about Joseph, that's one son of Jacob. So you can read it yourself. So here it comes what he said in here.
要是按照雅各过去的个性，哇，这是不得了的时刻。
According, if we look Jacob as who he was, this is a special moment.
我现在要抓的就是这个，这是我最荣耀的时刻。我的儿子做了宰相了，我要到埃及去，我马上动身就去。
So this is going to be a really highlight of my life because that's what I've been trying to grab in my life. My son became the really prime minister in Egypt. So I really need to go right away and really be proud of what he has done.
哎，他没有去哦，他没有马上就这样，他先到别示巴去。别示巴是他的父亲原来跟人家那个为了井的问题打约定的地盟约的地方，然后在那边献祭给他父亲以撒的神。
So he did not take off right away. What he did, he went to Beersheba, where his father really built the had the agreement with others, and also where he built an altar.
那么你可以看到这张图，这是希伯伦，是他父亲他们的故乡啊。然后他就从伯特利，然后上到这个别示巴。现在有一个问题啊，这个埃及在这里，雅各为何要停在别示巴族坛呢？
So I have a question for you that from the map you can see that on their journey they're passing Hebron and going to Beersheba. And my question is why they have to make a stop in Beersheba? As you see from the map, they do not have to go through that to Egypt.
足坛的意思就是来到神面前求问的意思。
Building an altar means come before God and asking questions.
雅各曾经特别停在别示巴足坛，为的是确定这个迁居是不是合神的心意。
So Jacob stopped in Beersheba to build this altar for the sake of finding out if his decision of moving to Egypt is following God's will.
他以前做事是从来不问问这是不是上帝的心意。
For his habit, he does not really ask God's will.
他想做的就做。
He just do whatever he want to do.
他有对他有利的就做，对他有利的就抢，对他有好处的事情，他是千方百计的去做。
He's always doing things, particularly put full efforts doing.For something beneficial to him.
上帝在他心里面，上帝的旨意在他心里面，毫无所有。
So really, there's no impact of God's will in his decision in his early life.
经过这么多的苦难，他成熟了。
After so many years, the suffering and the discipline experience from God, he's matured.
他的成熟是什么呢？
What is the maturity?
除非他行在神里面。否则他一切所做的都是枉然的。
Unless he's walking with God, otherwise whatever he does is meaningless.
这个就是他火炼的痕迹。
So this is the mark of burning.
两点。
For two points, burning marks.
小心的求证。小心的求证。
Carefully seek the signs.
等待和顺服。
Wait and obey.
哇，这个功课对我们何等的不容易。
This is such a difficult lesson for us to learn.
我们在教会里天天唱诗歌，顺服神，等待等候耶和华，但是真正做到的时候，好像跟我们真正的行为不相称。
So in church life, we often sing hymns about this patience, wait, and obedience.But oftentimes, we act out in quite different way.
Yeah, 你也许愿意看一看你家里的人或者你周围的人， 他脸上有没有火炼的痕迹。
So you should probably check, you know, your own family member and people surrounding you if they have this burning mark on their face.
请不要看我。
Do not look at me.
我们来念一下，来。
Let's read it together.
小心的求证。哎呦，这声音不是很大，人家吓坏了是吧？小心的求证。等待和顺服。在你人生的大事上面呢，哎呀，最好是大小事都这样子，至少在你的大事上面呢，要小心的求证是不是合神的心意，要等待，要顺服，这个就是成熟火炼的痕迹。
When you make decisions about important things in your life, or even maybe better for all of the things in your life, you need to apply this too.
变相的说就是定义寻求主的旨意。
In other words, it's really you have this firm mindset for following God's will.
如果我们这样做了，我们可以确定这一点，福气已经烧进我们里面了。
If we're doing so, that God will bring blessing into us through this so-called burning experience.
希望你不要，我觉得，不要觉得我讲的太极端。
I hope you're not feeling that I'm taking a very radical viewpoint here.
我这个讲的完全是看到，按照圣经的真理来说的。
I'm really trying to preach this message according to the scripture.
我知道在这个时代要讲这样的道是不是很容易被接受的。
I know sometimes in this time, in modern society, a message like this is not necessarily easily received.
圣经上描写，雅各就从别示巴起行，雅各把他的儿子、孙子、女儿、孙女，并他的子子孙孙一同带到埃及，等他清楚了。知道这是神真正他逐了坛问了上帝以后他清楚知道这神的旨意以后他的行动就完全展现了他是一个成熟的人。
So Jacob took with him to Egypt his sons, grandsons, and his daughters, granddaughters, all his offerings. This really indicates his spiritual maturity by doing this.After he built this altar and asked God, understanding God's will.
今天我们没有时间讲更多，但是中间永不褪色的福气是什么呢？永不褪色的福气。
Unchangeable, or you know, it's an everlasting blessing. What is this?
成为真正能够被神使用的人。
Become one who can be used by God.
就是那一些生命被神重重创伤然后改变的人。
It's also often those people who have encountered suffering and discipline from God and then life been changed.
我们很快的来回顾一下雅各的一生作为我们的提醒。
So let's review briefly Jacob's life as a good reminder.
前面二十年流落哈兰，他曾经遇到神，然后与神摔跤。
So first 20 years he really was living in Haran and had this experience wrestling with an angel.
然后到了事件以后，他体验到神的心意，于是他就跟神立约，重新做一个新造的人，使他的生命。与神的道相称，就像我们基督徒一样。
Then he came to Shechem and then made this covenant with God and really changed his spiritual life.
然后他就去了别示巴，下到埃及。
Then he came to Beersheba before he reached to
Egypt. 在埃及十七年，最后他跟他的儿子约瑟交代说：“我以后走了，你必须还要。”把我送回来，送到什么地方？就是他的这个父家的地方叫希伯伦。
So he finally lived 17 years in Egypt Egypt together with his son Joseph and really teaching Joseph about following God's will. And then before his death, he returned to father's hometown, Hebron.
我很快的用很短的时间，今天讲的其实不短了，但是用很短的时间把这雅各的一生今天跟大家分享，中间有几个结论，我愿意跟大家来分享。So
I want to come to some brief conclusions.
我们一起读一下这一段，好不好？来，请。
Let's read together. 神也不是不能听从的话，若在。So God still loves an unlovely person with such lasting patience, but God is not going to ignore his bad character and then let it go for his wrongdoing.
有的人会错误的觉得说，哇，雅各这样乱七八糟，后来上帝还是对他很好，我也可以先乱一阵，等到我快要死的时候再回头吧。Someone
may mistake this story as, wow, you know, Jacob was really doing bad things in the beginning, then God still actually loved him, so I should follow Jacob for doing that.
神呢，虽然准许他多年在他自己所选择的道路上奔跑，让他尝试人类离开神以后的苦难的滋味。God
actually allowed Jacob to run his own way and really sort of running away from God's way, and then that become a painful experience for him in that discipline process.
上帝让他付出我行我素的重大代价。
So he paid a big price for the way he wanted to do whatever he wanted to do.
让他吃了很多自私的苦果。
So then he has eaten that fruit of his selfishness.
我不晓得这个故事，这个结论对你我有什么意义？希望对一些人有一点提醒。
I hope this conclusion of Jacob's life become meaningful to many of us and as a good reminder.
压了一下，又来了。 第二个，我们再念一下。Let's
read together the second conclusion.
我知道你肚子可能饿了，我们把这个重要的结论大家一起来念一下。来，请第二点，没有一个失败足以称为。哎，这个我们要感谢神呢。像我这样的人，也是有希望的。
So give thanks to God that even for someone like me, we're still hopeful.
当神救了一个人，而且占有他以后，你要听到这一点，救你，占有你，也就是说你在他心中是居首位的，这个叫被神占有。So
God will possess you after he saves you.
他便会以坚忍不挠的精神来对付你我。
He will discipline you in an everlasting way.
一直到他达成他的目标为止。
Until where he fulfilled his purpose.
这边还有第三点，我们一起来读一下。来，请。
Let's read together.
雅各虽然一生诡诈，唯以属灵祝福为首为重。 所以神仍以他为开国的开基础，也向他坚定曾向亚伯拉罕所立的约，这是神给他的应许，神兑现。最后一点，我们信的神是雅各的神，也神被称为雅各的神，并不以为耻。哇，你知道在希伯来书里面第11章13节说。 那些人呢，如果要走回头路的时候，他们还是有机会的。So
in the book of Hebrew, it really talks about for some people they can turn back to their own way. They have that opportunity.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。But
they long for a more beautiful country.
所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻。So
They call that Jacob's God is really, they're not ashamed. God is not ashamed.
神被称为我们的神，也不以为耻。
God is called our God, he's not ashamed.
因为我们羡慕一个更美的疆乡，走信心的道路。
Because we long for a more beautiful country, then we can go towards that in a faithful journey.
上帝是何等的美好。
God is such a gracious God.
是称为我们的神，并不以为耻。
So he's not shamed by calling us our God.
哎呀，我在想我这个人，说，神是我的神。哎呀，我这个面貌，我这个本质，我的这一切所行的，上帝居然不以为耻，这不是很奇怪吗？
Sometimes I really cannot come to a comprehension that I'm such a person with not good character, but why God is not shamed for having a person like me saved.
所以在圣经里面很多地方说，耶和华说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒。雅各的神，听过很多次吗？
Yeah, in the scripture, you heard many places it says, I'm the God of Abraham, I'm the God of Isaac, I'm the God of Jacob.
你不要以为这些人是非常了不起人，其实是很糟糕的人。
You must think that all of those people are named are great people, but actually they have some miserable part of their life.
在耶稣基督里成为新造的人，上帝不以为耻。
In Christ, all of those people become a newborn life, and then God is not ashamed of that.
我们一起做祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我感谢你今天，愿你借着雅各的故事在这里对我们说话。
God, we give all thanks to you that through Jacob's story, we wanted you to speak to us.
让我们真是愿意有一个心成为被你彻底改造的人。
We want to have this heart that come before you, desiring for this reformation.
被你使用的人。
A person that can be in good use of you.
主啊，你知道我们的软弱。
Lord, you know we are weak.
在我们当中，有人有心愿意跟你这样说的时候，就求你应允我们。
Please use them when people really have this heart come before you.
帮助我们。
Help them.
成为一个合你心意的人。
Become a person that can follow your heart. Follow your will.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.